Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, July 6, 2022. You know, our coverage of the incident at the Georgia Guidestones, Coach Dave and company special report earlier. I'm telling you what, okay, this is big news. All right, so in a number of ways. Folks, if you haven't seen it, go to our special report from Coach Dave, and it's a short report. There it is, right there. About 4:30, anywhere between 4:15 to 4:45 this morning. The times vary. Some heard a loud explosion, others did not, and part of the Georgia Guidestones lie in rubble there. No sane person is shedding any tears over this. However, we are continuing our investigation into the investigation conducted by the federal and local governments. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. More to follow on this. Meanwhile, we have continued unanswered questions about exactly what happened or why it happened or how this was allowed to happen, perhaps more precisely. The shooting in Highland Park on July 4th. Look, this goes back to really 2019. And with me to discuss this and his investigative findings, because Randy Taylor is an intense investigator and investigative conducting analysis on social media postings, information residing in different areas of the internet that most people don't even know exist. So with me is Randy Taylor. And by the way, if I'm talking a little bit funny, I had a bone graft that did not take in my jaw, so I've got some appliances that I'm working around. So I apologize in advance. Which I got to tell you something. You know, if you talk for a living, which I apparently do, that sucks. Okay, it does. All right, but with me, Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing better than you are today, sir.
I feel like I you know what? I'm not going to say that. I feel like I've got a mouthful of
gravel.
Gravel? Well, putting it nicely. Yeah.
Yeah. Sharp gravel. That's got to be painful, brother.
Let me tell you something, okay? When my nose runs, my mouth runs, okay? If you get...
that nose has been around for 20 years, my friend.
I'm telling you. it's the weirdest thing.
Listen, yeah, and folks, he hasn't gotten into a lot of detail about the dental work he's been going through, but this man has been through some serious pain. Where he gets my deepest respect, he still gets on the show every day, no matter what the pain is, and he presents the show. The show must go on. And Doug Hagman, I'm telling you, I'm proud to call him my friend because I couldn't do it.
Well,
I couldn't do what he does. No, Doug, I couldn't do it.
Well, you've got, and a lot of people don't know the challenges you went through, but beyond that, you know, we all have to get up and we all have to do our thing. And I appreciate each and every one of you listening and viewing this. Some say speed this up to 1.5. Yeah, go ahead, do it, you know, or it doesn't matter. The information has to get out there. So you've been really on this shooting, Highland Park shooting. I've seen some images, which, you know, look, authenticating the images is a little bit difficult. We have one. I don't know if you can put this up. Eric, the tech I sent, there we go. This image here caught my attention. Have you seen this image, Randy Taylor?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What's the background of this? If you
my understanding is this is how the man the man, this is how the kid was dressed, because when he was done, he intended to blend with the crowd and leave.
Okay.
And that's exactly, it's that simple. He's disguised as a very ugly woman.
That's okay. Yeah.
It isn't like he would have walked past my post unnoticed, because I would at least comment and said to Doug, well, that's one ugly bride.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
But that's, but what this does is this just shows the concentration this kid had, the planning.
Interesting.
Okay. Because honestly, think about it. There's been a lot of shootings. We've seen them. Mm-hmm. That's the step beyond. That's a guy that honestly thought he was getting away, where a lot of people go into this, they intend to die.
Right.
They absolutely intend to die.
Oh, yeah.
They want the notoriety of it, the sacrifice of it. You know, this person honestly was going to do the damage and split. Okay. So to me, complete coward.
Indeed.
Complete coward. Absolutely. Yeah. Complete coward. It doesn't get any worse than this. Listen, the other thing too, that's really been, the other thing that's really been stuck in my craw is how people immediately, and I got it down to almost within the hour of a lot of these images being released, people were already Photoshopping them, trying to put them in Trump rallies and trying to paint him as somebody's not. There's things in the images that don't belong there. These folks, all I'm going to say is this: proceed with caution on any images related to this. Okay, unless they're coming from somebody like us, because you've really got to go through these photos. There were things in there. One of the symbols on the dresser, in what looked like an ashtray. But meanwhile, I can look at the same dresser in a mirror,
and the
item is not there.
Okay, and people make a lot of mistakes like that when they try to Photoshop things. And right. You're really good
it's a lie. A Photoshop is a lie, and you lose track of your lie.
Exactly.
Exactly what Doug just said. And that right there is one example. The other one, and Eric, I fired a couple off to you. I fired an email off to you this morning, and what I did is I numbered some images.
Okay. So let me, you're going to have to go to the other email.
I'll preface this while it was just sent about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's a repeat of one of yesterday's things. All I did was go through and number the images.
Did you carbon copy me on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because, all right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send it to Eric right now.
You guys would have hit that.
I got
about
it.
11 minutes before the show.
Yeah. I've got it right here. And that's.
And I only threw the numbers on because I incorrectly did my haste yesterday. I was trying to get this down to you guys and actually over to you guys. And I forgot to number the photos.
Okay. Now yesterday, I presented some of these just as a teaser of your finds. I mean, these are very interesting. This is artwork. These are images, and this tells a story. But now, while Eric the Tech is working on that, I'm going to show you something, because this goes back to 2019. And again, you'll have to, folks, excuse the mumbles here. Okay, so in 2019, police seized some 16 knives from this guy. And there's a video. And then there's, in fact, Citizens Free Press reported this. There's a Breaking 911 Twitter video. Then there is another video about Highland Park gunman got FOID card despite previous encounters. And then the third video is Cremo's mother yelling at police, which is really interesting how this all kind of fits together. So the bottom line on this, and we can play any one of those.
Yeah, let's go ahead and run the videos.
All right. Because
we can come back to the pictures anytime.
Okay, yeah. The bottom line on this, the FBI, the local police, and everyone knew about this guy. Everybody knew about this guy. He was not trying to hide.
But did you notice the family denying there was ever a problem?
Yes.
The uncle in particular really bothered me. Because the uncle was lying.
Yeah, and I would suspect that, okay, so when you look at this from an investigative standpoint, to me, look, I realize you cannot arrest someone pre-crime, okay? I get that. But what you can do is conduct surveillance. And I really believe it almost seems like they wanted this to happen. Look, that's just me. They wanted something to happen. They wanted somebody to go out there and do this. It's hard for me to even think that way. But in some cases, for the larger agenda, I think that's kind of what it is. So do you have that page up, by the way, Eric? Deck? All right. So let's go to the first video, Breaking 911. This is back in 2019, where police confiscated numerous knives and a sword from this shooter. And let's hear what this police official has to say about this. Go ahead.
April of 2019. An individual contacted Highland Park Police Department a week after learning of Mr. Cremo attempting suicide. This was a delayed report, so Highland Park still responded to the residents a week later, spoke with Cremo's parents, and the matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken. It was a mental health issue handled by those professionals. The second occurred in September of 2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims. The Highland Park Police Department, however, did immediately notify the Illinois State Police of the incident. Shifting gears a little bit, talking about the investigation itself. The community has been absolutely terrific.
Your thoughts? Sorry about that delay there.
I think they had plenty of warning, as we're finding out in all these cases. The police or the FBI failed.
It wasn't purposely done.
It makes you wonder why the thing that you know, when we see these shootings, the stuff goes across the desk.
Yep.
We catch some things. We do some social media searches. We give everything a cursory glance. The thing that jumped out on this with me yesterday was the two primary photos. Drawings that the media had released.
Yeah.
Just really didn't. Okay. I better go back and preface what I did. First of all, I was trying to, the feds and everybody, they started pulling stuff off the web.
No, right. By pulling stuff off, you mean taking it down?
Taking it down.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Removing it. And I'm not sure where all they removed it from. I do know that when I did conduct a search, I did end up at a place called Internet Archive. All right. This guy apparently kept stuff at Internet Archive.
Ooh, okay. Internet Archive, for those who don't know, is kind of an automated system where you put something up, and unless you exempt it from archival purposes, it's going to stay there. Okay.
Yeah.
It's forever.
And it's not a typical repository for the everyday citizen. This is not something that you would go in your teenager's room and find it on their computer. It's just the only way I even knew about Internet Archive and what piqued my interest yesterday was when I saw Internet Archive, because we used to get tons of data out of Internet Archive. The terrorists used to store their stuff there, terrorist groups. A lot of your Al-Qaeda groups were actually storing stuff on our servers, on our websites. Okay. They would do it in their language and everything. They would use false titles so that a cursory scan of data or whatever, nobody would pick it up. If you were in the forums, you would know exactly where to go because you were directed there, you know, by the bad guys.
All right. And just to be clear, you're not talking about...
This is a little confusing to probably regular folks, all right?
Right. You're not talking about the... Just to be clear, you're not talking about the regular preservation of data by the internet. This is a specific location, and I'm not going to go any further than that.
And that's what went through. And they had pulled those. They had pulled whatever he had, whatever files he had, they pulled them. What I did is I went in and I did a Google image search. And that's what kicked up some things. And you could say, oh, that has nothing to do with them. No, it does have a lot to do with them, because there are certain similarities in the photos, but it's just enough to say that he did those drawings. The thing is, the two drawings that the first two, the main ones where he's green. Yeah, that one right there. I want you to notice some things. First of all, the drawing's cut off. All right. This is a picture of a picture. The one here on the right.
Correct.
Look at the 47. We know is tattooed on his face. You'll notice the digits 47 floating around out in the air. Then you'll see a 2, a 3. You go down to the bottom left, you see another 2 and a 3. You'll also notice on his shirt that insignia, okay? The insignia on the shirt in this particular drawing almost looks like an afterthought. That insignia is also what turned up in what looked like maybe in an ashtray or something on the dresser in one of those photos. Somebody inserted that insignia onto a dresser in a picture in his bedroom or whatever. And you can tell that that item had been photoshopped into the picture, because he also poses, this guy liked to pose and do selfies. And another one, same day, same time, he doesn't, that item is not on the dresser. All right. We're being fed. That's what I'm telling you. All right. This is what I suspect. That picture. And then, and I want you to notice something. Look at the shoulders. Look at the elbows. Look at the sharp, jagged lines. Look at everything is squared off in this. This is very squared off. This is like drawing fancy stick people. All right. And this would have been recently, this drawing. We don't know the exact date. Now, if you go down to the next drawing, number 2, take and look really closely at this one. This is a gunman laying face down in the street in blood. Okay. White pants, dark shirt. If you look up in here on, if you go back to the first police car, top left, it almost looks like two fingers down, or two, I don't know what they are, but in the one on the left, you got white eyes. And the one on the right, this is on the police car on the left, you've got red eyes. You go back to the other police car, it almost looks like, once again, this is a picture of a picture, so we don't know what was above this. Was it like a hand reaching down? I can't tell. The only thing that to me that indicated possibly it was a hand was just the curvature in those creature-looking ghosts. And back here in the police car on the right, far right to the back, you'll notice like something's almost reaching down and going to eat the police officer, for lack of better words.
Exactly.
But notice, once again, look at the people, look at the drawings, look how everything is squared off. All right, those two drawings are very distinct. Those were presented by the media. Those are the ones that, after I looked at what I'm going to show you next, said there's something wrong here. Okay, what I'm going to show you is going to prove either such a devastating change in his state of mind that anybody that says they didn't notice it is a liar, and as far as I'm concerned, share some responsibility in this. Because now go to picture number 3. Now these are doodlings, okay? And apparently by this kid, and I'll say that yes, it is. You see the 666 in the face.
Right.
Notice the stay awake, stay awake. Also, there's the, it's like an A. It's like the satanic symbol, the A with the slash through it. I'm not sure exactly.
Some would call that the symbol of anarchy.
Okay, I'll go with that, and then go to, all right, so, but please look at the drawing. It's round. It's smooth. The shoulders are sloped. It's very relaxed. Okay. Go to the next drawing, number four.
Stand by.
That's okay.
We're getting it.
Yep. Number four.
And folks, this is how proper analysis is done. Go ahead, sir.
This one here, once again, and bear in mind this kid was an artist, okay? But you look at the dates on the previous one and the date on this one, we're back in 2017. Down in the left-hand corner, you'll see there's 2017. We know it's his drawing. These are the ghost figures I got. When I say ghost figures, meaning they've removed the pages, but unfortunately, the way Google is set up, when their image section, they can't pull those search results that fast.
Right.
Right. So what I call a ghost image still remains there, and it'd be there for 48 to 72 hours. So we grabbed this, and as you dug into the properties of this, it took you back to Internet Archive. So all of these things that I'm showing you, other than the two media ones presented, are from the Internet Archive, and they were ghost figures in the search. That's the only way we were able to find them.
Okay. Now, if I can just interject one thing, keep please, that up there, okay?
Please.
Yeah. What do you notice from that 2017 drawing versus the latter drawings that you showed initially?
The big difference is just the style of drawing. I'm an artist. My daughter's an artist. I've been drawing since I was a little kid. The only change that happened in my life as far as drawing was when you're two, you draw stick people.
Right.
Okay. As you grow older and everything, you get more developed, you get better at it. I can draw anything. I have trouble with human faces. That's it. I can do a caricature. I can do a caricature of anyone, make you laugh. I used to do them at parties, okay? I used to do them in school, too. I'm sent to the principal's office over that. But anyway, I used to do great caricatures of people. I could never draw the serious human face like a portrait. Couldn't do it, okay? But the point that I'm illustrating here is I went from stick people to advanced. This guy, because if you look at this drawing here, that we just showed you, please note the hat's backwards.
Right.
We're going to go down one more to drawing number five by the kid.
Uh-huh.
Where he's a rapper, hat's backwards. This is definitely him. Okay. It's out of the same file.
Okay.
Now, if you go down to number six, this one is obviously Bobby. His name's Robert.
Right.
Same guy. He's got the anarchy on his hat. Now, he's got the ZZZ. All right. What that's supposed to mean, I don't know, because at first when I glanced at it, I could barely see the image. I thought it was 222, but it looks like ZZZ. It's a Bobby with a heart instead of the O.
Right.
So I don't know if that's something that it looks like, by everything I see, it looks like his drawings, the way he was drawing things and depicting things in 2017. The look at the circle of the face, the neck, everything. The style is the same.
Correct.
Then you go down to the next one, and this is the bizarre ones. Okay, now these are, why were they there? Well, this one I'm going to say he grabbed and had in his file simply because it had the word awake in it.
Which, by the way, was, I believe, and correct me if this is not right, that his so-called performance was known as Awake.
Yes, his title, yes, okay. As a rapper, yes.
Right. Some people will say, well, that A on the hat is for Awake or whatever. Okay, but put that aside. Go ahead with your analysis on this.
The A on the hat could stand for Angus Young from AC/DC. Who knows? Yeah. You know, Angus always had an A in his hat. But this here, what we were looking for, go down to the next one. The next one, and this guy didn't strike me as the romantic type, okay? And anything that I saw or anything I've read, anything I've seen. So I'm thinking possibly, maybe he had a girlfriend at one time. This particular drawing, I don't know if it was done by him or not. I could, if I had to sell it to somebody, yeah, I could point out enough things to say he did this drawing. But interestingly enough, person of the opposite sex in a photo in his file.
Right.
Okay. Go down to the next one. This one, I honestly think he did. Okay. And I'll tell you why. The big head and the very skinny neck. All his drawings do that.
Correct.
But he was also trying to come close to doing an actual portrait of who I believe, and they're going to eventually find, is the woman of his dreams. Maybe she shattered his dreams. Maybe that's why he went off. I don't know. Why is she there? Why is the couple there for this psycho gunman? Because this is almost flowers and puppy dogs here.
And I see a lot of, and again, this is just my analysis, working analysis. I see a lot of MK Ultra kind of stuff going on here. When I say that, I'm talking about mind manipulation by outside forces or others, in addition to perhaps some pharmaceuticals, but that's another story. But it, okay,
especially
so
when you go, when you especially when you look at the, let's just take pictures, take a glance at picture number three.
All right.
Okay. And yeah, just look at it. Okay. Here's, he's sad. We got all that. But this is roughly from what I'm able to tell on the dates is 2017.
Right.
I think down in the left-hand corner, it's cut off, but we can see on my original photo, I can see 2017 down there. See down here. Yeah.
Yep.
17, six. Is that a nine, 10? I can't see it on the screen. Anyway, it's 2017.
Six,
so look closely at that photo.
Okay.
Then we're absent a bunch of photos for a period of several years. And then we go to picture number two. This is where his mind went.
Right.
So we either have a severe deterioration of mind, which makes everybody in his family and the authorities liars, and actually, in my opinion, puts more guilt on them, or the top two pictures with the neat little inserted signias and things like that are the product of someone else. Someone else did the drawings. The drawing style is not the same. The drawing style just is not the same, or the mind, or he took a trip out where the buses don't run.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay, so, okay. And by the way, if you look at the photograph or the pictures, the photos of the pictures, which more accurately is what they are.
I would love to see the tops of those photos.
I would too.
I would, because that's squirrely a number one on the number one. If show that one, maybe some listeners have something they could throw to us. Go to photo number one, and up in the top right hand corner, that squirrely above the two and the three. I've seen that, but I don't know what it is. I can't remember it. I've seen it before. I just don't know what it is. And I would love to know what that is and what the other thing is over in top left above the 47.
It almost appears to be like a thought bubble, you know, yes, in cartoons. However, now there's something else there. And I noticed this as well. In the earlier images, the drawings, you've got ample color. In the more recent images, you've got primarily black and white, with the exception of the blood, and even in this case you've got a little bit of color, but it's primarily and black and white,
and the square jagged edges.
Yes,
that's what, like I said, when I was a kid I drew stick people. This guy went reverse. He went from doing decent drawings to basically stick people.
And you know, the number 47, by the way, on his tattooed, a lot of people on the left, and sorry about this, to politicize this, coming out and saying, well, that stands for Trump 47. You know, what a bunch of hokey crap that is, okay? It's deeper than that. And
well, they tried to pin the red tie on Trump and
the
whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But we also found a person very astutely on one of the social media platforms explained exactly the sport coat and the red tie that this kid is seen in one picture. You know, they're trying to make, oh, he's trying to dress like Trump. No. Any president wears a red tie. Reagan wore them.
Yeah.
Obama wore them. George Bush wore them. You wear them. It was called a power tie.
That's right.
So you can't, that's a pretty feeble trying to attach this. But This is what the left's trying to do. Based just on that, and then the regularity in the photos and just these different things in these pictures, a lot of things are up for question here. There's way more to the shooting than we know.
Okay.
There's far more here.
I'm going to toss this out too.
Let's have some ideas.
Okay. The one thing that I found with this, how they are, the fact that this guy was actually caught alive. Okay. That's number one. Mm-hmm. That tells me a lot because, by rights, I mean, he should have been, you know, shot 60 times like that, the other guy that was, taken down by.
And why did he go from being dead in his photo, which is what he thought he'd be, to actually running?
Thank you. There it is. And I also found some characteristics, and I'll just say this as well. There are some characteristics of this shooting that mirror the Las Vegas shooting. Now, it's the response by the official authorities, if you will. It's not the motive, means, opportunity, venue. It's the response. Think that way. Okay. I'm going to show you this. This is video 3 on that page. This is Cremo's mother yelling at police. I believe it was either today or the day before. I'm not exactly sure when this was, whether it was on the 5th or the 6th, but here this is. Watch this. Do we have it?
There is a new surveillance photo of the accused gunman taken moments after the shooting. Police say he was heading to his mother's house.
CBS 2 investigator Dave Savini has been tracking down his family and joins us live with what he's found. Dave?
So Cremo's mother has been at the center of some police contact over the last few hours, overnight with a police SWAT team. And today we found a business with a mailbox listed to her, that mailbox under a police seal. The suspect's mother is seen here in a confrontation with police on the 1500 block of McDaniels Avenue in Highland Park. The video shows SWAT teams standing on that street as she shouts and makes gestures appearing very angry. Bobby Cremo's mother, Denise Pacina, also has a mailbox and business listed at another address. This address, the UPS store about 3 blocks away from the mass shooting scene. Is that mailbox the subject of a police investigation? The CBS 2 investigators found the entire UPS store has been locked and closed by police order. No one can enter or access their mailboxes. It's the only store with such a sign in this small strip mall. The mailbox we found coming back to his mother is partially blocked by a cardboard box. No word yet on why police have ordered this UPS store closed.
No, you don't do that.
We are trying to get an answer from police about that mailbox. We're still waiting for a response. Chris and Marie, Dave Savini, CBS 2 investigators, back to you.
Yeah, Randy Taylor, the police don't do that on a whim.
No.
So.
No. There's far more there. Yeah. When you look, go back through any of these shootings, especially ones that I find suspect, the one that never sat right with me was the James Holmes shooting out in Colorado at the theater.
Yep.
They explained everything away on that fairly well, but they had one flaw they've never answered, and it's a key to the whole thing. Who opened the door and let him in? The side door of the theater.
There you go.
You covered every other base, covered every other story, manipulated the facts, whatever. You missed that one, folks, because you still hadn't answered that question. Okay, that guy came in through an emergency exit, side door of a theater. They're not left ajar. Okay. No one's ever been able to explain who let the kid in. Mm-hmm. And in that case, and I went back and looked it up again this morning, the psychiatrist that was caring for that kid, okay, said that he thought 3 or 4 times a day about killing people for months. But she couldn't report it because there were no specifics.
Wow.
Okay. What we're finding, and just like we're finding now down there with the this shooting in Texas and Uvalde.
Yep.
Every one of these were on the radar screen. So these horses' asses in Washington that keep talking about, you know, the red flag laws. You know what? People call in. People have told you. You knew about these things. In almost every case, they knew. Which leaves one to wonder. Do they use that? Is there someone out there that uses that to their advantage?
Wow.
And manipulates these people.
Yes.
Stop and think about this. Because you've got an awful lot of explaining to do on why these people are reported and nothing is done. Every one of these could have been stopped. Don't blame guns. Okay? In this case, in every one of these cases, you could blame a mental state, but it's a mental state with speakers. It was screaming at you. If this kid lived next door to me, I would have watched every movie he made. Anything he did. And you look at the photographs of this clown and to try and make him a MAGA?
Yeah.
A Trump supporter? What are you, high? This kid is the furthest thing from a Trump supporter. Okay? There's no Trump in this kid. Nothing.
No.
Nada. Okay? And he specifically says in his post that he is a liberal.
Right.
Plain and simple. That's his words, his post. Okay? The one, like I said, people, please be careful with this. There's a lot of Photoshop out on this one.
Oh, yeah.
More than usual. Yet another reason why I get concerned. Why?
And we're not talking about, you know, the hokey, crappy Photoshop. We're talking about some pretty sophisticated.
Actually,
Photoshop.
Some good ones.
Yeah.
Actually, I've seen some really good ones. Yeah. But it's like the old Lee Harvey Oswald photo. Check the shadows. Okay.
The infamous gun holding.
Yes. The shadow does not lie.
Yeah.
Okay. The sun does not make different appearances during that precise moment in time. Okay. There's something wrong here. Okay. And we're going to keep digging. And maybe we're not putting this in the proper context for you, but something isn't right. Most of them come and go, and I really don't give them a lot of thought. I look for the flaws, and this one's got a lot of flaws.
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting, and I believe this to be the case, the timing, you know, why now? Why there? And why there could be answered because of his location. Notice that's in Obama's backyard, by the way, Highland Park, Illinois. But the timing, especially with the Supreme Court decision on the concealed carry, which may or may not have anything to do with it. I just think the timing in general is very suspicious on this. But folks, this is why you want to have Randy Taylor on your butt, okay? He grabs onto something. He's like a bulldog, and he doesn't let go. And
because if it doesn't sit right, it doesn't sit right.
No.
You know, and until I can figure out what it is that's bothering me, it'll continue. It'll stay stuck in my craw, and I don't like things in my craw. So we'll just keep digging. We're going to keep digging. The main thing on the images, like I said, be careful, okay, because there's a lot of Photoshop out on this one. So this will be a tough one.
And I'll tell you what, folks, Randy Taylor, myself, we here are trying to put some things together, and I think we will. You know, this gives you insight. At least I hope this gives the listener, the viewer, the insights to show them how you look at these various things and analyze them and come to different conclusions. So I think people are better off having heard you and seeing exactly where you're at with this.
And to take them inside. Folks, I love to share this stuff with you. The thing that we look for is irregularities.
Yeah.
Irregularity is what triggers it. Because everything that we do at the end of the day is almost like a pattern analysis.
That's exactly what it is.
And things just generally play out a certain way. We know that because of human behavior. We know that because of human emotion. So, you know, you've got 100 cases here that kind of all play out, and then this one jumps off the board over here. I'm sorry, we're going to look at it.
Exactly.
We have to. We owe that to you. We owe that to the people that died in Chicago. And had there been concealed carry permits in that crowd, they could have taken this kid down. I'd have certainly popped him.
And that's the other thing, too. He did, once he was finished shooting, and I don't know how many people know this, he wrapped up the rifle and then threw it over the back end of the building. I don't know how many people know that, but it's worthy of note. And he also has five guns attributed to him.
I honestly don't think he was supposed to live.
Good point.
I honestly, Mike, because if someone's under any kind of, especially when we're going to find out if this kid was under any kind of care, who knows? You know, it'd probably come out and get five psychiatrists. We don't know. But you can't tell me that nobody noticed this kid, the deterioration in this kid, if these drawings are actually depicting his mental state. I'm also curious, why do I have, three or four years of absence of no pictures? Where there should be something in there.
Do they exist and we just didn't find them, or they're deleted, or what?
We don't know. But you know what? We keep digging. There's ways to, even when they take things down, there are ways to get. I went back through the Wayback Machine, though. I couldn't even pull anything there. If those ghost images hadn't just been sitting there, that actually said they were from his archive, they were labeled with his name. I took a picture of the page. That's exactly what's going on. Bingo. These were all out of his file. On Internet Archive, of all places. That was, as soon as I saw that, I thought,
we've seen this before.
Yeah, I was like, who would put something there?
Exactly.
And Doug can tell you, and I can tell you, the people that we've worked with in the past at very high levels all use and have been and are familiar with Internet Archive. Isn't.
In the fashion that you're referencing. All right, Randy Taylor, gonna let you pop there, and I appreciate your time. You and I are going to be working on this, you especially. Folks, again, investigative analysis by Randy Taylor, fantastic stuff. We are going to a conclusion on this. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, we'll talk soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
God bless. Randy Taylor. All right, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com if you want to send him any kind of information. All right. Very, 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 very important stuff for reasons that will become evident in the near term. Okay. This is stuff that is connected. It goes back to 2017 with the, in my view anyway, with the Las Vegas shooting that, whatever happened to that and other things and the amendments, of course, that legislation that's being discussed. Against the ownership of guns. All right. With me, it's been a while. My goodness. I hope he is feeling better. Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com. I hope he's feeling better. I haven't seen him. I haven't spoken to him. But I hope he's feeling a lot better from his fall and consequences from that. We're still waiting on him. Okay. All right. So having said all of that, when he does pop in, let me know. And we'll go from there. A couple of other things that, again, we've been working on. It's very interesting, folks. The Coach Dave Dobmeier, if you caught the investigative special we had, and I've been with Coach Dave Dobmeier. I've been with him talking about been with him at various locations. Jericho marches, Supreme Court, Hillary Clinton's house, Kevin and Matt and others within the group. We've been out there. I've watched Coach and his group, CoachDaveLive.com, do a number of fantastic things. It's interesting that now we have the Georgia Guidestones getting wrecked. The Elberton Star. This is pretty interesting. Breaking news this early this morning from the Elberton Star. The Georgia Guidestones and the surrounding perimeter are closed off as local authorities said, and I quote, an incident occurred there this morning. Now, remember yesterday? I'm going to throw everything out on the table here. Remember yesterday? Remember Stan Dale talking about that swath of earthquakes? And if you recall that image from yesterday's show, that does encompass the area of the Georgia Guidestones. Because some people are saying, well, it was an earthquake that brought part of the Guidestones down. And why, you know, why people say, well, hopefully everyone knows what the Georgia Guidestones are. And I'm operating as though you do. All right, so an incident occurred there this morning. That certainly leaves a lot to be discussed. The Elbert County Sheriff's Office has called in state agencies for assistance. And by the way, folks, if you're watching this, this is where, what you're looking at on the screen is a map of these earthquake clusters going down toward the area and into that specific area, especially into Georgia, where Elbert is. Okay, and this was from yesterday. This is from Standale's own website. And so take a look at that and consider the possibility. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, God works in mysterious ways. So consider the possibility that this could be from an earthquake. But then wouldn't others feel it in that area? I don't know. But the Elbert County Emergency Management Agency, writes the Elberton Star, is expecting a high volume of traffic, and they're asking everyone to please avoid the area if possible. More information will be updated when available. Comments to that, that notice. Well, the federal agencies. Now, again, this is something you have to kind of look at. There are federal agencies investigating this as an act of sabotage. The ATFE, the FBI, and some county. This comes to me directly from someone in that county. The county is looking at this as an act of sabotage. And by the way, Coach Dave, as we said earlier today, along with his crew, they did a Jericho march around the Georgia Guidestones. So guess who is the focus of, hey, you know, do you know anything about this? Yeah, that's right. All right. So then at 8:12 this morning, the sheriff's office there asked people not to stop, not to look, not to rubberneck as they're going across the roadways because it's causing congestion in the area. And then finally at 10:07 this morning, Hartwell Highway is being closed near the Guidestones and traffic is being rerouted. Now, why is that? Well, for obvious reasons, of course, safety reasons. So there's a lot to this. Again, there's a lot to this. So please go back and watch our special report. All right. As I was saying, now he's on with us. I hope he is feeling better. I have not talked with him, sadly. I hope he's feeling better. I hope his mobility is better. Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com. He's been off, well, because of my schedule, being in Washington last week. We haven't connected. So here he is. Richard Proctor, how are you, sir? I hope to see a good straight-up photo of you or image of you when I look. How are you, sir?
Well, I hope so, too. There we are.
There you are.
See how straight my neck is? Isn't that exciting?
The key is, are you feeling better?
No. I'm sorry. No. And now I've had an additional with the surgeon, and they're going to do extensive surgery on my neck. I'm going to have a vertebrae replaced with titanium. I've got plates, screws, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
You are going to be. You are going to have. Oh my goodness!
Yes, extensive. I don't know how much. They're just going to cut a, they said just a little slit right there. So it's not going to be very big. Well, maybe it's on the other side. I don't know. Can't tell. I don't care where it is. Anyway, I'm going to visit the dude in the OR and I'm going to be sound asleep. So I won't even know what's going on. So I can't give a report.
Well, are you scheduled for surgery yet? Or is that yet to be determined?
Not scheduled. Got to go see a cardiologist first. They wanted to have the surgery done by now. But one thing or another is delayed it at their end, one thing or another. And the next thing they want me to do now is have an appointment with the cardiologist, which they're supposed to make, and I haven't heard it.
You know, I thought my problems were bad. I've got a perforated sinus through my jawbone, and it hurts like hell. But I look at you, and I'm thinking...
Yours was worse than mine. No. I don't hurt bad. I just have my head like this, and I can't straighten it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, can't straighten it up. I can do this. Still there. I can just about get it.
Yeah.
I did that, but if I let go, I lose it.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is what happens when you're planning, you know, to live your life, okay? Something always kind of makes changes your plans, but I have to say you're a trooper for coming on, man. Wow.
There's nothing you can do about it, so you just press on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just press on.
Well, I'm
going to make my shirt, pull my shirt down a little and try it a little bit more respectable.
Ah, you look good. I'm glad to see you, brother. I'm glad to see you, and I'm going to be – I ask all of our listeners and viewers to pray for you for this.
I do appreciate it. I get emails all the time. I do appreciate
good.
It.
Good.
Good Lord is the guy who's in charge, but I'd like him to be in charge of getting it fixed, not just watching.
There we are.
Did I say that wrong?
No, I got it.
Just trying to figure out, what are you going to do is what he's saying. Now, how are you going to accept this event that's occurred? Are you going to go blast everybody and be negative? I want to see what you're going to do. That's what he's doing. He's watching to see my response.
You know, you make a good point there. I think a lot of people, not necessarily injured like yourself, but a lot of people are in that position, whether it be, regardless of what the situation is, want God to take care of things when, in fact, we should take care of things with God's help. And I don't know if I said that right, but you got the right attitude. All right.
We should do the most we can and then leave the rest to God. But if we just sit back and watch, there's no rest to leave.
What he said. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, so it's been a couple of weeks, and I'm so glad to have you on because there's so much that's happened. We have so many economic things. I sent you a poll. What's on people's minds? You know, and it's like the economy, interest rates, you know, grocery prices, gas prices. That everyone is thinking about this. So there's something there.
I think there's some mistakes here.
Okay, go ahead.
I really do. I really do. I analyze these things. We look back and we see that the years go from 15 to 22. The first two are 17 and 15. That was during the Obama era. And we do see when we look there that healthcare was a major fact in that era. But after that, it went down, except in 19, it went up again. But the key reason I say that this is not accurate is because they have everyday bills and gasoline at 6. Guns at 3, only 3, should be 10 or 15. Job security, well, that's there. College tuition shouldn't be important at all at this moment. Housing, only 2%. People are only worried about housing, 2% of them. Guys, if it isn't just the house purchase, it's the house property insurance, property tax. Housing is going to be tough. Don't push it aside. This thing shows that they are. Civil rights, only 1% of the people care about civil rights. What is wrong with this? Now, that could be accurate, but it sure shows a bad number for us, guys. That's a bad number for us.
When you say a bad number, I mean, most people, like my family, you know, I'm concerned about inflation. I'm impacted by gas prices. I mean, yes. Seriously, inflation too. When I go to the grocery store, and I do,
But it got only 6% on the groceries.
They
still only 3% of gun ownership. That can't be true. I understand what you're saying. I feel the same way. Everybody should notice something. Now I know, well, maybe I don't know, but I should, everyone should notice the date the gas prices changed.
Yes.
20 January last year.
Huh. What else happened on that day?
That's significant. Hmm. Pardon?
What else happened on that day? Or around that day of last year?
You mean what else happened? You mean the inauguration?
On or about that day.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
Gas prices went up. And notice if you look at your chart, gas prices, they didn't bother to compute them during the era when that was happening.
That's true.
This is the first year that they've even bothered to compute them. So we don't have any information, no trend. I don't have a lot of confidence in this. I really don't.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Look what they did. They tracked the gun ownership, and it went, let me see, I'm just going to go across there. 2% now, but it was 1%, then 2, then 1, 0%, then 3, then 4, then 4, 10% clear back, and that's during the Obama era. I understand that, but why today only 2 when the entire world right now is concerned about what's going to happen to us this summer, or already is happening to us? That's why 1% of the civil rights just can't be right. We've got to be more concerned than that, folks. That's the most important thing that's happening to us today. Oh, I know inflation's important. I understand that. But the most important thing that's happening today is our loss of our civil rights. And we only have 1% care. Oh,
wow. So you make a great point here. That chart aside, the loss of our civil rights.
Oh,
talk
yes.
to me about this.
Think about what it means. Let's see. Loss of our civil rights. That means that the police can come banging on your door anytime they want with no, they don't hesitate at all. They'll bang on your door and throw you in jail. You won't even know anybody. Happened all through the Nazi regime, didn't it? Well, what you should do is you should compare the Nazi regime with today in the United States. And don't give me this, it'll never happen in the U.S. like we're all talking about. It is happening, and we don't care. We only care when it happens to us. Well, it reminds me of that thing that these people were, I don't know how to use it. A, those people were arrested, but I'm not an A, so it doesn't matter. B, they were arrested, but I'm not a B, so it doesn't matter. C was arrested. D, E, F, and G were all arrested, but it didn't affect me because it didn't affect me, so it didn't matter. And when H gets it, you get caught, but there's nobody left to care about you. And that's where we are. If we were a frog being thrown in what it is today, we'd jump out as best we could. But we haven't been. We've been warmly, just slowly warmed up to boil to death. And folks, this thing at the bottom of the civil rights has never, never, in this entire time when it's been computed, been over 3. Never. And it should be 10, 15, 20. Now, I know inflation is bad. I agree. I know the gas prices are bad. I agree. But the gas prices are where they are because the civil rights aren't being paid attention to. Know that. That's exactly right. Those companies that closed didn't need to close.
You're making too much sense.
And they chose to. Why? Because they were paid off. We should understand that. That's why our civil rights are so important. Any right we have can be destroyed. I would like you to take a red pencil. Anybody that wants to, take a red pencil, open up to the Bill of Rights, and go through with the red pencil and mark off all the stuff that we don't have like we're supposed to have anymore. And I tell you what, those 10 items will almost be all red. Now they're not housing soldiers in our homes, so that's going to be okay. But are you getting proper justice? That's the Sixth and Seventh Amendment. Is that happening? Can you go to church and worship like you want to? Do the pastors dare teach what they want to? What's going on here? Are they involved in the establishment and the exercise of religion? Is that where our federal government is? Yes. Now let's just take a minute. The same thing, civil rights. We seem to think that the Supreme Court determines all of that. Guys, that's been just, that's full of some of the worst citizens we have. Clarence Thomas has got to feel like a Lone Ranger. Folks.
Can you, you know, I thought of you several times, especially when you mentioned Clarence Thomas. I cannot, it's hard for me to understand how he is withstanding the attacks on him.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. And I remember the 1991.
Yes, I do too. When they tried to kill him because he, presumably, not kill, of course, but destroy his opportunity and his reputation by pretending that he had had some sexual problems with a young lady.
Yes.
That had to be absolute garbage, every bit of it.
The pube on the Coke can, sorry for being so graphic, but you know who led that was Biden. Okay, in that venue of
and he's the only one we have up there right now that's really secure, that we can really feel secure about, the only one. By the Supreme Court Chief Justice, he was in there. The Obamacare came up. He was maintaining the way he was talking, the way things were. He's going to call it a tax and make it unconstitutional. Nope. He's going to call it a fee and make it unconstitutional. Everybody knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
Until that came out, and it came out saying, "Oh no, it's a tax, completely constitutional. It is not a tax. It's a fee." And that's why 25% of the people were so worried back in 2017.
And they 25%. Should still be worried.
Yeah, they should still be, but now it's down to 3%. But see, healthcare costs 25%. Now, let's talk about healthcare. Costs are one thing, but your ability to get any care is another. And that's not being measured. Costs, folks, you can't pay for something you can't get. You can't get it, you won't pay for it. You can't show up to there. And you have to be very careful when you go there. They're not going to stick you full of that vaccine on the sly. Now, see, I'm going to be faced with that here when I have the surgery. But I've already been very clear with the surgeon and his all the surgery guys. Very clear. I do not want any COVID stuff. Any at all. I didn't ask.
I have to ask you, did you get any blowback from that?
No.
Okay, good.
No, they agreed with me.
Okay.
We'll never, though nobody will ever give you anything unless we authorize it. Make sure they don't, and they don't do it in the nighttime when you don't know they're doing it.
You know, I worry about you in particular undergoing these procedures, this procedure and these procedures, but I do hope that you, and I'm sure you've taken precautions to have like a medical power of attorney present while you're not.
Oh, I hadn't
conscious.
Even thought of that. I have a medical power of attorney in my living will, but right. I hadn't even thought about having someone present.
No, we can talk off air, but I think everyone should have a person, a representative from their family who knows your wishes, present during any procedure, especially if you're unconscious or in some sort of distress.
But you see, just think about that a moment. Where's that person going to be?
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's not going to be there looking at it. He's not going to be in the ICU at night. He's not going to be there. So even if you have it, he's not there.
Man. And because they want to kill us. And I'll tell you something. Richard Proctor is pretty high on that DNR list. I'm telling you, okay, this is a real thing. People are targets. He is a target because of his knowledge. And by the way, if you haven't done so already, go to provostinstitute.com. Load up on the books. I'm telling you, the information there is invaluable, from Saving the Constitution to the Liberty Series. Plus, join his Patreon. Please do that. Support him.
Oh, yeah. We talk about lots of things on Patreon.
This
week we're talking about, unless something comes up, we're talking about the, I'm sure we'll talk about the Supreme Court, but we're also going to talk about the speech, freedom of speech, tracking the population, those kinds of things are going to be in the discussion. This was written back in, the articles I have are back in 2006, but the articles are not supposed to be current. They're supposed to give you patterns to watch for.
Yep.
So let's watch now. What's happening? Do you realize that you can't drive up and down the street without seeing cameras on poles that are taking your picture?
Yeah. I thought of you, and I'm not blowing smoke. When I traveled to D.C. last week, okay, now I got to get out more apparently, because where I used to get a ticket, a physical ticket to pay tolls, that's gone. Now it's cameras.
Yep, cameras.
But one thing I did notice, and this is something that I'm not gonna say where, but there's a specific location in Washington that takes I don't know if it's video or just still images inside your car from three different angles at the same time, your plates, and I do suspect something underneath the vehicle. It's that invasive. Okay, so. I may do a report later, but
In the early 2000s, you can read about it in my Liberty book. In the early 2000s, a type of X-ray or a type of device was already being worked on to see what you're doing in your own home from outside on the street.
And here we are.
So what do you think's happened in the last, 16 years?
Yeah.
What do you think happened? So you see, that's the pattern. Don't look at these things as you read through my books and say, well, that's out of date. No. The article is out of date, but the concept is not. And this is a book of concepts, a book of patterns, a book of watch for this, watch for that. So I know there's a lot of stuff in 6 and 7 in the books. Yes. Well, I even have a book that was a book quoted regularly, was published in 1798. That must be really out of date. you guys, what you got to think is what's being indicated, the pattern, what the pattern's about. Now, let me make an announcement. I am now, I would say 30% through with a new book about banking. I think we got to concentrate on banking. Guys, we've got to concentrate. We've got to know what these banks are doing. So I've got a history of banking. What are they doing to us now? And what can we do to fix it? All written in this book. Okay. I'll have it out, I hope, within 3-4 months.
Oh, I love it. That's what I'm looking for.
You guys, we've got to understand the banking system. It is screwing us bad. Oh, I've got an article in the history of banking. I've just gone through that article. It has 30 paragraphs, and I have commented on at least 26 of them, the errors and the direction that's being pointed. Yet this article is written by one of the experts in the banking industry over the internet. Now, take a think of that for a minute. All that guy's doing is trying to sell us on the benefits and how good central banking is. He actually said, or actually implied, in paragraphs 20 and 21, that Adam Smith stuff is out to lunch. It's an eccentric thing. We're eccentric to use the market. It's eccentric. We've got to have better controls, which means government. Folks, one thing you also ought to remember, the government doesn't have any rules, really any rules about banking itself. Where do they come from? They come from a private company that's been given the power to produce our money. And that company is called Federal Reserve. And it's the Federal Reserve that puts down all the rules for the banks. You go in the past, I'm sure it still exists because I haven't opened an account for a long time. You had to put your thumbprint down, okay, on your new account. I walked out of a bank because they told me I had to do that. I went to another place. Put your thumbprint down. I says, what are you doing? Well, that's just for our use. Don't give me that. This is my conversation. Don't you dare give me that. That thumbprint is going to be digitized. It's going to be sent all over the world to whoever wants to keep track of me. I'm not doing it. And I left. Folks, you gotta understand what's happening. That thumbprint is not just an identification thing. It's being digitized. Many times you go to a place and you've got a check that isn't your bank check or isn't to your bank, and they're not sure about you, so they have to do a fingerprint. They have it. Many banks have the pad right there that you put your finger on and put it on. folks. That's Federal Reserve. Who controls the Federal Reserve? Our government? Absolutely not. They have nothing to say about it. The Federal Reserve is controlled by the Rothschilds. It goes through the Rothschild group. See, that's the way to say it, the elite. It's a big group now, too. It's not just one person or two. That their instructions go down through a couple of ways, but they got on through the banking, the major banks in Europe. And then those instructions go to their member banks here in the United States. And those instructions go to the Federal Reserve. And the member banks and the Federal Reserve just make sure everybody's toeing the line. And the FDIC, which everybody thinks is an insurance organization, which doesn't have a thing to do about insurance, it's there for only one purpose. It's there to go to banks. And if they're not doing right, according to the Federal Reserve rules, they'll close them. They'll close them. I had a local bank right here in Davis County doing a good job, a fine bank. I had my accounts there. They closed it. I don't know why the Fed closed it, but it did. Good bank. It was doing fine. Locally owned. Private. Wasn't really private because no bank is private anymore. Now, I'm talking in my answer to how to get a private bank so you don't have to worry about this garbage. Think for a moment. This is just an illustration. These are the things I'm writing. Think for a moment. Right now, is anybody worried about the interest rate going up?
That great question.
I suspect most are not. Well, I'm not buying a new house. It doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? When the interest rate goes up, it affects everything you do, everything you buy. It affects car. It affects food. It affects cars. It affects every loan you take. It affects, and especially credit cards. It affects everything that goes on. You can't get away from it. But most people aren't really paying attention. So if those guys do push it up from 4.5 to 5.25, like they say they're going to, it's not to control the market. It's to get money out of your pocket and control you, because they don't care about the market. The Federal Reserve is done by a committee in New York. It's not in the Pratt House, although the Pratt House gets the information. It's done in the Federal Reserve banks in New York. That's the main one. They decide what's going to happen to you. They have a committee. They meet. Well, should we raise rates? Well, it's not ready yet. Let's not raise rates yet. We won't make enough money. Let's wait until we have more people on the hook on debt. And as soon as we have more people on the hook on debt from these low rates, then we'll raise the rates and they'll all go bankrupt and we'll get all their property. Now, that's the sentence. You got to know more about banking, folks. You got to know more about it. So I'm writing a book, significant book, just about banking.
I would pay $50, $100 for that book right now.
I'll just charge the same number, $25.
I'm going to tell you, folks, the information that man knows about the banking system and the Fed. By the way, let me ask you this, because you brought this up. The Fed themselves. Okay, I'm looking at so many quotes here, but the Fed is to blame for at least 70% of the current problem, and the problem being, of course, the what I'll call inflation. My question, however, going back to, and I know that's not exactly correct, but going back to this, are we looking at another perhaps time of quantitative easing, in your view?
No, not easy. I think strict tightening.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay,
yeah, tightening. That's where that's when they start raising the interest rates. The tightening. Did you know the Federal Reserve set the interest rates at 16% back in the 70s?
Yes,
16%. The Federal Reserve set it.
I experienced it. You and I experienced it.
Yes, we did. But you see, the inflation was the same level, 16%, give or take some. They still did real inflation back in those days. Today, they don't. You can't believe any inflation figures today. Anyway, in those days, if you did it, you shouldn't do this, okay? You should never do this. But I'm going to add a percentage, and I'm going to add the inflation together. That's 36, in the neighborhood, 32 to 35%.
That includes energy and groceries.
Oh, yes, that includes all that's going on.
Right.
And in reality, folks, the value of your money, which is very important, you don't realize how important that is, the value of your money, what the interest rates were, what the prices, the inflation was, all those things all came together the inflation, the total real effect on your life was more like 30% for every year of the 70s.
Yep.
30%.
Yep.
That's like this. Well, there's a credit card company charging 36% interest on their cards. Did you guys know that? 36%. That means if you take out a $10,000 loan, which is not a very big loan, the interest rate of 36% is going to be $3,600 a year. Divide that over 12 months. You're almost only going to pay the interest.
Think about that, folks. Yes.
Think about it. Let me just do a calculation there on that. I want to be able to say exactly the number.
All right. And while he's doing that, Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com. The links will be in the program description box. Please go there. Bathroom Economics is just a killer of a book. I'm telling you. Liberty Series, you need that as well for the background. Saving the Constitution, a lot of great information on that. All right, Richard, go ahead.
Let's go back to this 36%. The interest rate on 36% of $10,000 is $300 a month. Just the interest. $300 a month. So if you're only paying $325, you only get $25 off the $10,000 each month. You're paying, at the end of that, you're going to pay more like $36 on a $10,000 loan. You're going to pay close to $3,600 or more at the end of the year just for the interest. Now, let's talk about that a little differently. That company, I'm not going to identify the company. I don't remember it. I'm not going to identify it. You can look at your own company and see what the bank rates are. Anybody can, anytime you want. So anyway, so here we go. The person I'm talking to, started with this credit card back in the 10 years ago, when the interest rate was only like 16%. And okay, well, that's terrible, but I'll live with it. It's on a credit card, you say to yourself. So, but you use your card so much. In fact, they want you to use the card constantly. They're going to do it with cash. So you use your card so that you'll accumulate these debts. Anyway, cards are so easy to use. Oh, you put the plastic down, you got it, you buy it, you go home, you haven't paid for it. And those debts build. If you don't pay it off every month, it builds and builds. So I'm going to assume, because that's the trend of today, I'm going to assume that the credit card isn't paid every day. And this was back 5 or 6 years ago. And it's been accumulating. And now you're over 10,000. Now, 10,000 at 16% is 1,600. That's not a real problem. I mean, it is, but it's just over $100 a month. But at 36%, now it's eating your life away. And that's what this credit card will do. It will eat your life away. And you didn't even know it was coming. And if you haven't looked at it, you don't even know it occurred because they don't tell you. They do it very quietly back in the small print. So you don't even know it was raised unless you're watching the card. And since most of us don't watch our cards, we're screwed. That's what's happening to us. You got to know about banking. That's what I'm writing about. That's what's coming in this book. So you can see these relationships. You guys have heard me talk about how much money the bank makes, earns on $10,000 deposit. It gets an interest of $81,000 a year on that $10,000 deposit just in the first two steps. That chart will be in the book to show you that too. $81,000 a year. If it's filled out completely, that's just the interest. But when we analyze the bank and we have those debts, we also understand that the principal is also profit to these guys. So they don't just get the 81,000, they get the 81,000 plus all the principal, no matter what it was that's paid. Oh, guys. Oh, my, are we in trouble? Now let me just add one more piece icing on the cake. I don't know what it is right this minute, but I looked at the consumer debt earlier, about 2-3 weeks ago. And if I'm remembering correct, it's something like $28-29 trillion. In the neighborhood, the federal debt, we all worry, federal debt's clear up to $30 trillion. This is terrible. We can never pay that. That's the sentence. This is being put on our grandkids. It's been put on everybody. Yet the consumer debt, which is what you signed for, you literally signed on the line saying, I will pay this. That consumer debt is almost the same number and going up, not quite as fast, but almost as fast as the federal debt's going up. So we are indebting ourselves. Well, and are we paying it? We are paying it, paying a little bit, some of the principal, all of the interest every month.
Well, according to the Fed, currently the U.S. consumer debt is approaching a record-breaking $16 trillion, so $15.7 trillion right now.
I'm sorry, that is not correct.
Okay, now hang on a second, though. Regardless of that number, the rate of increase in consumer debt, and this is what I look at, is for the fourth quarter of last year, is approaching 07 levels. Or, I'm sorry, it's the highest it's ever been seen since 07. And if you look at 07, where that was compared to previous years, it's just incredibly high. So, but you're exactly right. That's not where it is. It's higher.
Let me tell you where it is really, okay?
Go ahead.
But it really is, and this is the Federal Reserve report, by the way. This is some number. This is the Federal Reserve documented figures. It's coming across here. I don't know what's going to happen. I may have to come back online when I do this. But I'm going to go on my computer over here, and I'm going to trade to another location. And it didn't work. I'm still going to make it. Come on, Richard, get in there. I'm going to have to drop out of Zoom to do this. I'll be back as soon as I can. Take care. I'm going to have to leave the meeting. I'll be back. Don't go away, you guys. Oh, come on. Leave the meeting.
All right. Well, I don't know what happened, but we lost Richard. He had to leave, and he'll come back, and hopefully we'll have enough time. We only have about 6 minutes left of the show. Eric the Tech, what did I miss? All right. We don't know. He's trying to get something, and he'll get it and come back. All right. Thank you for that. All right. But yeah, so what Richard Proctor is saying, and folks, you have to really kind of get this in your mind. We are watching, and I believe this is the bigger picture here. We're watching a deconstruction of our economy. And maybe that's too polite of a term. Maybe it should be destruction, but it's a planned destruction of our economy. When you look at the numbers, for example, I'll just kind of toss this out. I was speaking with someone who is heavily involved in commodities. All right. Right now, gold is at 1776. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. I'm glad you're back. Go ahead. We got about 5 minutes left. Go ahead.
The federal debt is $30,500,000,000,000.
Yes, it is.
Okay. We don't even have any idea what that number means. I was a little bit high on the consumer debt. $23,400,000,000,000.
That's right. We'll be able to pay that.
Easy. Combine the two together, that's $54 trillion of debt. Just the federal debt and the consumer debt. That doesn't count the state debt, the local debt, doesn't count all the other government debt, doesn't count any of that. Just the current federal and consumer. But the consumer debt is the one we've signed the line on. Are we going to pay $23.4 trillion? Why is the number going up constantly? It never goes down. Why is it going up? Because we keep borrowing more than we pay.
So we're borrowing more than we make.
We're doing that too.
We're spending more than,
we're doing that too.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, this is banking. That's what banking is doing. This is not by accident. It's this, you deserve this. It's only $20 a month. You deserve to have this. So we all run out and get it because we deserve it. Oh, the young ladies have got to have the extra, to put on their faces and make themselves beautiful for the guys. Now, I like the beautiful for the guys, but I don't like the fact that they're sold on you deserve to have this so you will be more attractive. And they don't ever have ugly girls or ugly guys in these ads. Best they are. They won't ask me to go be in an ad. Heavens no. but they'll get Schwarzenegger to be in a home because, oh, if I do this, I'll look like him. Sure you will. Folks, it's all subtle theft.
Subtle theft. I like that.
There's a movie out there that we should all watch. It's a Doris Day movie. It's called Rich Mink. Jeanette Forster. What? It's called That Touch of Mink. Good one. That Touch of Mink. And it shows how the advertising people control our lives. That's what it's talking about. It's fascinating. You know, you guys, you shouldn't avoid fictional movies. They almost all have a message behind them they're trying to get across. And that's in every case. All movies have a message. Some of them you don't want to watch because that's a bad message. They're not necessarily R or PG, or they're not going to be G. But they're not going to be badly rated. But they're going to teach you a principle that if you follow, will keep your path to destruction. Mm. Folks, you know, I don't sell enough of these books. Not enough people have the Liberty series.
Nope.
We probably only sold 1,000 copies. Now, folks, that's just not satisfactory. I mean, we have 100,000 or more people watching this presentation every month, every week. With 100,000 or more people watching every week, then only 7 have bought the Liberty series. 7,000, that's only 7%. And it's probably not that high. I'm just giving you all the books together. I run about 13,000. Okay. Now, a lot of people bought more than one, so that doesn't mean there are 13,000 different people. Lots of people have bought 10. Now they're going to have 11 to buy if they want them. Folks, you've got to get these books. Now, I have to mention another thing that's kind of bad news. I'm sorry to do this.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to add shipping and handling and taxes. We probably won't add taxes very often, but some of the time we will. And taxes to our sale. Can't do any longer just to pay it. It's the taxing prices, the everything is going up, folks. And I don't want to raise the price of the book again. So right. we're just going to put on shipping and handling. I'm sorry we have to do that, but we do.
But you know, I was surprised because of all the publishers I deal with right now, the shipping is part and parcel to the purchase price. So congratulations for holding out as long as you did. And folks, go to provisinstitute.com. The link will be in the program description box there for all of his books. Got about 2 minutes. Your closing thoughts, the last 2 minutes here, they're yours.
Oh,
what do you think?
The last 2 minutes is this chart that you just put out. Somehow everybody ought to get a hold of it. Look at it and think about how they think about what this chart says. The worst thing on the bottom, the lowest ones are civil rights, crime, safety, and housing. Those are the lowest ones on the list. They should be up in the middle. College tuition should be below them all.
You know, I cut that chart there. There's stuff underneath that as well, items underneath that. That's probably two-thirds of that chart, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, there's another
right.
third below it, Tom. It gets less and less and less.
Yeah.
And they probably have more and more important things that we need to know about.
Exactly.
Probably are.
But you guys,
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you every week.
I appreciate
you. And I know I'm talking
you.
About the same stuff, but it's got to be done. It's got to be done. And Doug talked about the target. I know I have a target on my back. I know it. I don't dare involve the FBI in anything because if my name comes up in the FBI, what will they do with it? So I don't do it on anything. Folks, you got to be concerned about civil rights. You've got to be concerned about the government enforcement of their non-civil rights. In other
That's
words,
right.
banging on your door, busting in at night to arrest you. What? That's Gestapo. That's not our country.
I'm telling you, brother. You're
you can never fix something if you don't know it's broken or how it's broken. You can't do it. You cannot understand what the banking system is if you don't know it's broken. You cannot understand your rights if you don't know what you have.
I'm telling you, Bathroom Economics. And then the next book coming out, I can't wait for that. But ProvisInstitute.com, Richard Proctor. God bless you, my friend. Please, please stay as healthy as you can between now and the date of surgery. We'll be talking in the meantime. Richard Proctor, Provis Institute. Folks, thank you so much for listening tonight. God bless each and every one of you. And again, we do appreciate all of your support. Good night, everyone.